Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zoom call today on 3rd of May. On the call today, we have Rafiq Damak, Wei Zhao, Suzanne Wolf, Dennis Jennings, Avery Doria, Edmund Chung, Andrew Sullivan, Jian Zhang, and from staff, we have Bart Boswinkel, Olaf Nordling, and Christina Nordstrom. And I think that Naila Saras just joined.
I did just now, yes, thank you, and sorry I'm late.
Welcome. And apologies, we have Samad Hussein, Fad Bataine, and Jangam Lee. And may I also please remind you to state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. And over to you, Edmund.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call. I sent out a brief agenda a little while back. I guess the main item for the call is to continue from our discussion from San Francisco and thereupon our coordination with IDN VIP, and which is now right now getting started, and also with the work at IETF, especially the ENS extension working group, and to consider whether there are any items to be discussed and any collaborations on, and then to consider our next steps, basically, and especially Avery brought up some questions about especially on item number two, so we have Suzanne and Andrew join us, but I guess before that, let's if it's okay, we'll put you on the spot to give us a little bit of an update on the IDN VIP, the work of getting the study groups together, and perhaps how you see, you know, with the progress now, how you see us working together going to the future.
Edmund, thank you very much. Dennis Jennings here. So briefly on the IDN VIP, the proposal for the project was published on Wednesday the 20th of April on our schedule after having been put out for comment. We had a number of comments which were incorporated into the revised proposal. The main change, apart from noting the various comments, was that we agreed to increase the number of cases to 6 by including a Greek case. You'll find that on the ICANN web, the proposal. Also on the 20th of April, we published the call for volunteers, that is, the call for volunteers from the community to perform various of the tasks in the case study teams, including the call for a case study coordinator and optionally local host organizations. That was published on Wednesday the 20th of April as well, and the target date for recruitment of the teams is the 6th of June. Again, you'll find that on the ICANN website. Since then, we have been responding to inquiries from from various organizations around the globe, and I'm happy to say we're making some good progress. We have initial proposals under discussion for the local host organizations for the Arabic case, for the Chinese case, for the Devanagari case. I should have pointed out we changed the INDIC to a to focus more narrowly on Devanagari, and I hope I'm pronouncing that word correctly. And we have some initial indications of interest for the Latin host, the Greek host, and possibly the Cyrillic host. In terms of the case study coordinators, again, we are discussing with a number of people, and we're fairly well advanced with discussions with individuals and organizations, primarily individuals for the Arabic, the Chinese, the Devanagari studies, the Greek study, and we are still at a very early stage for the Latin and the Cyrillic case studies. And in terms of the case study teams, we are accumulating a number of expressions of interest, and it's looking fairly positive for a number of the case studies. On the project side, we are intending to enhance our team with two positions, a DNS technical individual as a consultant to the project, and a linguistic expert or a number of linguistic experts. We have identified a number of people, and we expect to conclude agreement with the DNS technical expert sometime during May, but that is all work to be done. And we are continuing preliminary work on the glossary of terms, identifying expertise and gathering information on existing IDN tables. In terms of future work, we need to do more work on the detailed budget, work out how we're going to spread the budget across the case studies and across the support activities. We are preparing for the Singapore meeting, and we're planning to hold most likely on the Saturday before the ICANN meeting in Singapore, possibly on the Friday, but most likely on the Saturday, an all-day set of meetings with an introductory meeting for the six case study teams, and then the teams will split into individual rooms to begin or to continue to do their work. Now, we haven't yet worked out what budget allocation we will make to support that activity in Singapore. We have had a number of inquiries about for more detail on what is required for the local host organizations, and I'm working on that, and I hope by the end of the week to have be able to respond to those inquiries to those organizations that have indicated an interest. So I think we have good progress on the project. Nothing is agreed yet. We are liaising with the ICANN board variant working group to keep them informed, and sometime over the next few weeks we'll have a discussion with the board variant working group on making the selections for the case study coordinators, the local host organizations, and the team members. So that is my update, Edmund. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. I wonder if anyone have any questions. Do I need to take the queue? No questions. Okay. Well, I if that's the case, I actually want to ask, you mentioned 6th June, and that's, I guess, the target of the getting all the teams together and starting the actual discussion. Is that... Did I get it correctly?
That's right.
And in terms of overall timeline, is that still within the original target for December?
Yes, we haven't changed the target. We're certainly making good progress on the early stages, but it'll really depend on how quickly the case study teams can get to grips with the issues and produce a report. One thing that's been flagged to us in the comments on the draft proposal was a concern that all reports would not have to wait for every case study to complete, and that is the case. We're hoping to bring all the case studies to completion at the same time and have a synopsis issues report, but we're not going to hold up any particular case study because of delays in other case studies.
That's great news, I guess.
Well, as best we can, Edmund. You know how these things are a little
understand.
Difficult.
very much understand. I guess I actually also have a couple more questions, but I wonder if anyone has a question now that I got it started. Still none, so I'll continue. Okay, yes. In terms of this group working with the various case studies, I wonder if there has been any thought put to that. Is it appropriate perhaps for for, I guess, myself and Jane as the co-chairs to be observers on the various groups. I know that probably among us we'll have people in different case study themes, but I was wondering if there has been any thought given on that and whether there is a, whether that, that might be an appropriate approach.
Dennis Jennings here again. Edmund, to be honest, we haven't thought about that, and it's a very good point. And I think that the idea that you would be observers at the all-day meeting in Singapore and other such meetings is a reasonable proposal, and I'll bring that back and we'll discuss it in the project. But we haven't thought it through.
Okay.
I suppose up to you guys. I mean, what are your proposals? And if you have proposals, we'd be very happy to hear them.
I hear Jane wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, I agree with Adam and Dennis. If you wouldn't mind, I think if we could be observer, you know, on the on your case study in Singapore meeting, that'd be nice.
That sounds very reasonable to me. I'll discuss it with the project team. And the only constraint I can think of are, since we're looking for six rooms, they're probably going to be quite small rooms. So I'm just being a little cautious not to invite too many people and have too big a crowd. But it seems very reasonable to me, and subject to that constraint, yes, I'll talk to the project group about it.
Thank you. And I guess going forward as well, you know, in phone calls where physical space might not be as big of an issue, and mailing list and such, it would be nice to you know, keep a tab on the progress across the board. But I guess, you know, I'll leave it to you and the team to you know, see if that's appropriate, and perhaps we'll hear further.
Sure, and I make a note of that.
Okay. So,
just one comment,
please.
If I may, our current thinking, and it's early thinking, is that there will be a mailing list we'll set up for each of the case study teams, and we'll also have for each of the case study teams an open list, but monitored by a member of the case study teams, so that there's a general community, there's an ability for the community to provide feedback in general, and a private list for the case study team members. But again, we haven't thought that through further, and any thoughts that you have on that and how we do that would be most welcome.
Sure. As a first reaction, it feels strange if there are two parallel discussions, and, you know, just a quick reaction to what you were suggesting, but it might be. I also haven't, you know, you just brought it up, so I haven't thought it through yet, but that's my quick reaction to it. So if there's more information, it please send it our way. It's really useful. Okay, with that, any more other questions for Dennis? If not, I'll move to Suzanne and Andrew.
Yeah, this is the part where, okay, I can start real quick, and then Andrew can say whatever he thinks needs to be said. Give me a second to get off my. Okay, how's the sound?
Loud and clear.
Okay. The update consists principally of. IATF did meet since ICANN met in San Francisco, and there was a DNSA EXT meeting that was devoted in large part to the problem statement. There's some work to do on the document. It's getting close to being ready. I think the next major revision will be most of what it needs to be an informational RFC, which was the original target for it, and Andrew can talk about the process around that if we need to. And where working group consensus seems to be on it. But as the editor of the document, the two takeaways I had from that discussion, and I will admit I'm a little behind the curve as far as getting that revision out, but we discussed it extensively in the working group meeting. And I think the two takeaways with regards to working with JIG and with the ICAM project, anything we can get from the case studies is still of great interest as far as characterizing the problem space and the use cases that we're interested in. So that's still on the table for us, and that's still input we'd like to have. The mismatch of the timelines, well, it's not even necessarily a mismatch, but the separately considered timelines, aren't a problem, or just sort of a fact of life. But without committing specifically to holding up the document to wait for input from the project, which I suspect, which basically is not something that anybody seems really to be pushing for, any input on those cases and general comments, because part of the audience for this document, and I can flag the next major revision for the group, but part of the purpose of this document is to be explanatory not only to the DNS experts, but to at least provide some of the background on how the DNS experts think about the set of issues for non-expert audiences. It's not going to be a layperson's document, but we hope it will be comprehensible to a slightly wider technical audience. The other thing that we took away, though, is that we have done a fair amount of thinking and discussion on the mailing list among the DNS folks and so on about terminology and abstractions and so on about how to think about some of these things. And one question that came up was how do we best share, frankly, some fairly bruising experience of trying to figure out how to talk about these things with JIG and the IDN project. So that may not be something we can conclude today, but that's a question I can bring back to you guys, is along the lines of, we think we have some ideas as some of the technical experts that have to have a certain kind of precision about how do we think about these things, and we would like to be able to be helpful with that insofar as we can help other people maybe avoid some of the mistakes and pitfalls we have bruised and broken ourselves on from time to time. So that's principally where we're at right now. There needs to be serious work on the next revision of the document, and that hasn't really happened yet, but will be happening in the near term. And those are kind of the observations to bring back here. So I can take questions, and Andrew, if you want to add anything to that.
Thanks, Suzanne. Andrew, did you want to add anything?
Well, one thing that I heard pretty strongly in the PROG meeting was some resistance on the part of the working group to waiting for too long. So I think that there is going to be a certain amount of pressure from within the IETF to make sure that we get a document out relatively quickly, even though there is work ongoing in the ICANN community. One thing that would be very helpful is to have some people who are not, sort of regularly involved in the DNS extensions working group, to have some people read the draft and say whether it's intelligible to them, because one of the problems that we've had in the past, and I think Suzanne was alluding to this, one of the problems that we've had has been sort of gap in communication. We've had maybe sometimes not complete agreement on terminology. We've had cases where terminology has been misunderstood, and I think that it would be very helpful if we got some people to read that draft and say, yes, I understand this, or I think I understand this, or no, I don't understand this, and here is where I don't, because that would be very useful input.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. I just a clarification. You mentioned that You mean people not normally in the DNS extension to try to provide suggestions and edits to the document that Suzanne was talking about in terms of revamping at this point, right?
Right. So I think as Suzanne was suggesting, it is necessarily, I mean, this is supposed to be a problem statement that is going to guide work within the DNS extensions working group. Therefore, it would sort of necessity, include a certain amount of technical focus. And so if you're not familiar with the DNS, there's going to be some terminology there that's going to be a little bit mystifying. At the same time, we would like to be relatively sure that what we are describing is in fact something like a problem that people think they have. And if we don't, if it isn't clear from what the document says, that it's anything like the set of problems people think they're addressing, for instance, in this group, then we'll have failed. And I want to make sure that we don't, rush ahead publishing a document because we think it's ready to go, but it doesn't actually say anything that anybody, that will solve anything for anybody.
Okay. I guess with that, I'd like to open for any questions on that. Avery, this is partially, you suggested this arrangement so that we can talk about the collaboration. I guess you have something in mind as well. So besides Avery, is there anyone who wants to be in the queue? If not,
Dennis.
Avery. Oh, okay. Avery and then Dennis.
Okay, thanks. I changed lines. I heard it. I was sort of faint on this one, so let me know if I'm not shouting loud enough. I guess I do have a set of concerns. First of all, let me say that I've read various versions of this. I think I speak both languages. Certainly not a DNS expert, but have been following the group and I think understand what's in the document. I think I understand also on the policy side sort of what the set of questions are. So my general impression is that the document is certainly in sort of a correct area. What concerns me, though, is that, I'm just one person with one perception of the policy issues, and I certainly don't necessarily understand the policy issues completely from the CCTLD side at all. I think also that we need to distinguish between the concerns that the JIG comes up with, which are very much of a sort of macro policy level, and concerns that Dennis's working group are going on, which is sort of accepting that there are variants and such. What are they, and how do we delineate them? But not so much, and I may be wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong, not so much to answer the question, are there variants and do we need to do something about them? Before, what are the variants and how do they actually match each other, et cetera? So that may be a wrong conclusion on my part, but that's where I see the division between the work that the JIG's doing and that. So I guess what I'm getting at is I think we need to take the time and sort of something I've been trying to get us to for a while in my sort of muddled way is to get this group to actually work its way through the requirements document. And having Suzanne here, who's the original language creator, as opposed to me, who's sort of just a translator between two worlds, I keep a foot in each of, to basically work through those conversations so that the intelligent people on both sides of this so-called unbreachable, there is technical language, there is policy language, actually talk to each other at this point. What worries me about this document becoming the informational RFC that then guides the work before that happens is then we'll get people with technical solutions or the declaration that there can be no technical solution before we've had both sets sort of having the same understanding of the problem. And if we get to a year from now where all of a sudden ICANN says, we understand the problem, and we have the IETF saying, we already understand the solution, it's too late, I think we're in big trouble. So that's where my concern and my issue and sort of my desire to see us as a jig, not worrying about Dennis's group. Certainly Dennis and, you know, Kenneth should participate and bring that group's concerns in, you know, as an observer but as a participant. And, you know, just to make sure that at this point, this group that's been talking about this stuff and worrying about this stuff for years understands what's going to become an international RFC and that the communication has happened at this point. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Avi. On that, those particular points, if I can just summarize, so I think that you have been advocating this, and I think this is probably the right timing to really work on it, is for JIG to take the requirements document as a working document for the working group here and consider our inputs. But I also hear from Suzanne that since their prior meeting, there is a number of updates that are anticipated. So I guess I'm wondering how the timing of the whole thing is envisioned from the DNSX point of view, and I guess when we should start to work and what state we need to start the work. I'll come back to both Avery, you, and Suzanne, but first, Dennis.
Thank you, Edmund. Dennis here, Dennis Jennings again. Just to respond to a couple of things. First of all, to point out that one of the very first tasks in our project for all the case studies teams is a terminology task, and any input that we get to that will be most helpful and most useful. So I'm looking forward to that. Secondly, Suzanne, I'd love to read the document again, so I'll happily try and read it and see if I have any input on it. And thirdly, there is a bit of a mismatch in the timing, since the output of the project that I'm leading is indeed a set of issues reports which attempt to state the problem from a user perspective. So it may be that if there are major differences between the informational RFC statement of requirements and what comes out of the project, that we will have to revisit that, and I'm sure that's understood, Suzanne. I mean, we would hope that you would revisit. We don't have any influence over what the IETF does, but if the statements of requirements and issues that come out of our project are substantially different from your informational RFC, we would hope that that somehow would be taken into account. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. I guess I just want to ask, Avery, did I summarize it correctly earlier on? And then if so, then I'll pass to, I guess, Suzanne and Andrew to further respond on that, on the timing. And
Yeah, pretty much, except that I guess I'm confused on listening to Dennis's part, that we don't end up with yet another set of terminology, and that I guess I didn't quite understand the level of the problem from the user's perspective and going into each of the language / scripts that, you know, cases that they're doing. And I'm wondering, again, what I've almost been doing is forming a sort of macro and micro nature of this problem, and the macro says there are variants and they need to be dealt with. And you know, then the implications of that statement and whether it matches the notions of synchrony, et cetera, and how they match is a different issue. And the particular case studies of, in this particular script, we have these sorts of, you know, problems that need to be solved is more at a micro level, but I'm not sure that that's a reasonable analysis. And I'm not sure if the ICANN research group is pretty much doing the same work that we've done, just at a more specific level or not. And I don't understand that. So that part's not clear to me.
Okay. I think that's a good point. I guess we'll come back to the terminology part. I also have some thoughts on that and questions. But I guess first on the requirements document at IETF being discussed right now, I guess Suzanne and Andrew, what is the general time frame that we're looking at? And you mentioned it's somewhat being a bunch of changes are being incorporated right now. If the JIG, is interested in working on suggestions or thoughts or edits, should we wait for that next version to come along, or how do you think we should work? Suzanne or Andrew?
Sure, I can start with that at risk of contradicting my working group chair without knowing what he's going to say. From my perspective, first of all, to Avery's point, sort of at the high level, you're right that these are different aspects, different levels, different frames around problems that may or may not be related, and may or may not. And basically, all I'm after with the document is a coherent sort of description of how one particular set of aspects of the problems look, so that when we come back later and either say there's a set of solutions to this set of problems that does or does not, whatever we end up doing, does or does not involve the following changes to registry practice or the DNS protocol or whatever, there's a common basis for explaining that set of understandings. And that's the only thing I'm after with sort of this idea of synthesizing how we're talking about this set of issues. You're right that there may be some overlap, no overlap, or a great deal amongst the micro, what I think I heard you call the micro and macro aspects here. It's just that not having a common way of talking about it has caused a certain amount of duplication of effort and a certain amount of confusion on what's already a confusing subject. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if the only contribution we make is to have one clear vision of how these things fit together, it's not what I hoped for, but I can certainly live with it. To the timeline consideration, there's a set of changes that need to be integrated, but frankly, I'm interested in comments whenever of whatever kind, particularly given that most of the comments that are pending for the next revision are from DNS technical folks on issues of how we would think about the isomorphism problem in the context of the protocol. So, and some security considerations, I believe. So the comments that we'd be looking for that would be relevant to the use cases, I think that this group represents enough of a different perspective that I'm happy to have whatever comments people want to contribute. And I can make sure that the pointer to the current draft is refreshed for everybody, because, IETF people, IETF habitués know where to find these things, and, it can be obscure to everybody else. With that said, I think, particularly on the terminology issue, the next version will have a different, will be somewhat more coherent. So if the current version is hard going, it would also make sense to wait for the next version. So I would suggest anybody interested take a quick look at the current document and see if they feel they can constructively comment on it, or tell me what they need to see in the next document to give more detailed comments. Final point on the timing and Dennis's point about changes and later comments, RFC, many people have forgotten at this point because it's not how it works culturally all the time, but frankly, RFC is request for comments. just because it's published as an RFC, informational, a current, you know, guideline for how a particular working group is looking at a set of issues, does not mean that, you know, the document itself is fixed, but does not mean either the consideration of the problem or the working group's decisions are immutable. I mean, so later input is not a problem. It's just that at a certain point, you have to put a stake in the ground and demonstrate some progress on how you're thinking about things and make a decision about immediate next steps. And an informational RFC, a problem statement, is key to that, but is by no means considered the last word or a closing of the issue. So I don't think that's a problem. And I can stop there.
Okay. Avery, does that answer?
Yes and no. I guess, as I said, I've been reading each draft as it comes out, and I've sent pointers to this group, and I can certainly do that again. That's not a problem. And from what I read of the minutes from the last meeting, certainly it does seem like the changes are not large in terms of the policy implications that we would see. So unless there are other changes than the ones that were noted in the minutes from Prague, I don't see a problem with us doing a review on the current one. And we can also just print out, you know, it was quite clearly laid out what the comments from Prague are, so we can have those. And especially if Suzanne can participate from time to time, I think that's great. I do worry about Dennis's group going away and coming up with a new set of language once this set goes to, and while 20 years of dealing with IETF and writing RFCs, I know it's only a request for comment, and that, yes, it isn't a sword in a stone, it gets pretty close when people start working on base, and the strong, you know, emphasis to, you know, we have an RFC, we're working on it. Yes, it's just informational, and I realize that that's not standard level. But changing things a year after there's an understanding is, in my experience, not as easy as it just sounded. So I'm more concerned about us being on the same foot on terminology. And at the moment, I mean, I'm trying to get myself to Ottawa. I've signed up in the hope of actually being there and been begging my friends for payment to get me there. But and because I think that's important, and I think within this timeline, I would guess, and of course I can't speak for anyone, but I would guess that Ottawa would be a strong time for bringing these things together within the timeline. But I do agree that we should start with what Suzanne's got. It's good. I don't agree that it's hard to understand, but that may just be me. I think it's actually quite clearly written, and so I'd really like for this group to be able to spend the time, and if Suzanne's got the bandwidth to work with us walking through it, it would be great.
All right. I guess, well, thank you, Avery and Suzanne. So it seems like it would be good to take it as a working document for us here too. From Suzanne, you mentioned that probably we should take a quick look at the current document. I actually just sent the link to the list as well, and then, you know, we probably could do more serious work. Providing suggested edits and stuff on the upcoming version. Wonder who dropped off, but hopefully it's Suzanne is still on. And because I was going to ask, so when do you think the next version will be out? And also, when's Ottawa actually?
I can't give you a date on the next rev at the moment because I have to consult on. Frankly, I've been.
Ottawa's the last week of July.
But.
Okay, thanks. Do we have a general idea of, is it going to be within the next month or so? Is it going to be before Ottawa? Is it going to be?
It's going to have to. Yeah, it's going to be before the next IETF by quite a lot. And Andrew can sort of chime in on that because he's the one that sees the timeline pressures more. Well,
from my point of view, the sooner the better. But obviously, the IETF is a volunteer effort, so we only get. We only get documents when people have the time to write them. The next IETF meeting is in Quebec City in July, and there will be there's a cutoff time, you know, a few weeks before that. So we know that if we're going to have an update by then, we'll have to have it before July, but that's a little way away yet. So to pick up on something that has also been in this conversation, though, I think there is reason to be concerned that if a document is published saying this is what we think the problem is, that there will be armies of feature people immediately seizing upon it as a reason to do work. So I think that it is fair to say that if there are things that concern you in this statement of a problem, it would be really, really good to get that feedback on the DNS extensions mailing list sooner rather than later. Because the minutes are public, and you know, I actually did suggest in our meeting in Prague to the working group that what we would do is sort of prepare the document, put it out as a draft, but let it rest there for a little while we waited for some of the results of the current work inside ICANN, and there was a very strong reaction in the room against doing that. So there are there's a certain amount of pressure from within the working group to forge ahead because we think we have an understanding. So I mean, if you have worries or objections or anything like that, you know, that's noise that needs to be heard, because otherwise people are going to assume that the silence, you know, implies consent.
Okay. Did I hear Dennis want to do that?
No, you didn't, Dennis.
No, okay, sorry. So I guess it seems that it may probably make sense. I'm just, as we were talking, I was looking at the calendar right now, and from now to Singapore, we're looking at two or potentially three more meetings if we count that particular, that week before for this group. And probably it seems like it, in general, in terms of our next steps on IDN TLD variants, it might make sense, as we've talked about in San Francisco as well, is to wait and observe some of the initial discussions at the case studies before moving more solidly forward. So perhaps the next couple meeting might be useful for us to actually take on, as Avery, I know you have advocated for a long time now, to take on the requirements document from currently being discussed as IETF, to see whether we have any comments and thoughts on it. And I think that might be useful use of our time for the next couple of meetings. And then as we get into Singapore, we would probably merge some of the discussions with the case study teams at Singapore, in Singapore, and then from there forward, we will be able to better, formulate the concrete next steps for coming up with our initial and final reports for the latter part of the year in sync, hopefully by the time that the first reports or the all the reports from the case study teams will be out by the end of the year. That sort of seems like what I'm gathering from the discussion just now. Does it make sense? Avery, Jane, others who are on the call and haven't spoken?
It's Avery, it makes sense to me, but I've spoken.
Of course. Anyone else? Any thoughts? I don't know, Bart, you've been a big part of our discussion. I don't know whether you have any thoughts whether that seems to make sense.
Edmund, this is Bart. I think in general it makes sense. I think that was a bit of the discussion we had in San Francisco as well. I think this work group, the JIG, participating and seeing what goes on and moving forward and assisting other groups is a good idea. But that's more has more to do with my own philosophy, is that it's very, very difficult to start discussing policies if you don't know what the policies are or the issues are.
Right. Okay. So that's the first three items. If there is no further thought, I guess I'll summarize what I sort of said and send it out to the list as well and get the discussion started on the requirements document. I did send out the a couple of links that is relevant to the discussion just now, and we'll get that discussion started for the next couple of meetings. I wanted to spend the remainder of 5-6 minutes on number four, which is the we identified an issue of common interest for this group, which is called the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. I know it's like a grandiose kind of a motherhood statement, but in the recently, as I mentioned in my email, recently I've received a bit more, I guess, noise and discussion about this item because as the IDN TLDs are being implemented, we're seeing more issues, different databases or sign-up applications around the internet that is not expecting IDN TLDs, and whether there would be a policy issue or not, we, you know, may or may not be, but I guess coming back to, I believe it was Dennis that mentioned this concept, or not Dennis, it was Kurt that mentioned this idea that there are certain issues that it's under control by the ICANN community or you know through policies, but there are issues that ICANN may be able to influence and exert its influence rather than quote unquote control, and this might be one of the issues that if we could come out with some thoughts or strategies on what ICANN should do about this issue, because as IDNs are implemented, especially IDN TLDs, this would become increasingly an issue. So I don't think we have a lot of time to discuss what we want to talk about this time, but I'd like to get this particular thread started as well. You know, I guess perhaps some of the first things to consider is, you know, what, if any, might be policy and what others might be useful work for ICANN. With that, I wonder if anyone want to add to it or ask questions or thoughts on this particular issue. I know Nyla mentioned earlier over email that you're interested in this particular agenda item. I don't know whether you have anything to add from ICANN staff perspective.
Right. So, no, really, I don't have anything to add except that exactly what you said earlier, it's something that we're hearing more and more about, and so I just joined the call in the same mode of what you had in mind, what this group had in mind. So perhaps maybe we could start a mailing list. I can see some of the discussions we had in San Francisco and see if we're talking about the same thing even and get discussions started on a mailing list that way.
Certainly, but are you already on this mailing list? Perhaps we can get it started at this list, and if there are more that are interested to join the discussion, I think we're more than happy to have them join the discussion here too.
Right. Yes, I am. So I'm happy to write my initial thoughts to this list and get something going there. Or I should probably talk to you first and see what you had in mind so we create a thread on this.
Sure. By all means. But I think for sure this is increasingly becoming an item, and we should at least address it. Since we identified it as an issue, we should at least sort of get started on it. So when people, I guess when people ask me, I can say, okay, we are talking about it, rather than saying, you know, oh, we have been pushing it aside for some time.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I'll do. I'll write to you, Edmund, first, and then we can share this with the rest of the list.
Sounds good. Others, any thoughts? Avery, I remember when we first brought this particular thing, item up, you had some, I guess, thoughts and concerns whether this is an issue to be talked about anyway or whether we would find anything to talk about.
I don't remember exactly what my concerns are, but if somebody in the group thinks something worth talking about, there's something worth talking about.
All right. Sounds good. Anyone else on?
Edmund, Dennis here.
Please go ahead.
Just very briefly, because I have another call now. I think this is a very important topic to look at, because most applications have been designed without any concept of an IDN TLD or variance or any of the issues that I think arise, and most of them won't work very well, as we've already seen with the browsers. So cataloging what those issues, application issues might be, but also trying to work out how the JIG and indeed ICANN might exert influence to have these problems addressed would be very helpful and a very useful piece of work. And with that, I'm afraid I'm going to have to sign off. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. And we're also at the top of the hour. And what Dennis brought up is really interesting. I actually haven't thought about variants in terms of acceptance of IDN TLDs. This is certainly an area that would need some serious thought and discussion. I'm a little bit at loss right now on that issue, thinking about some web applications that might have to take a particular IDN and consider variants around it. That seems interesting. If I'm signing up for Facebook and I put a URL in, how would variants work? Anyway, so I guess we're at the top of the hour. Does anyone have anything they want to add before we close the call? If not, as mentioned, we'll get started on the two items. IDNTLD variants. In terms of the first working on the requirement document from IETF and also get the discussion started on the acceptance of IDNTLDs on the mailing list, and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks' time. If we get some traction on the requirements document, perhaps it might be useful if Suzanne or Andrew can help us as we go through the document, as well as Avery mentioned earlier on. I guess I'll probably in a few days and seeing how things are, I'll extend an invitation to you guys as well and see if your time works at that time.
This is Aubrey. As I was saying, I think it's best if Suzanne is there, but if she's not, I'm willing to offer whatever poor talents I have as an interpreter between the technical language and the policy language. And
okay.
I'm sure you would too. I mean, you know, both of us have feet in both, so.
Sounds good. So I guess with that, thank you everyone for your time, and talk to you on the mailing list, and talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.